since lunchtime last Friday, it's been very evident to me that we had a major problem with reservoirs and pumping facilities in the Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal area. I was getting phone calls from people who were predicting that the reservoirs were going to run dry with the power outages all over County Sligo, Tubbercurry, Ballymote, north, south, east and west of the county, like other parts of the country. So I have to say that when I got the calls initially, we began work here in our Brussels office to see if we could get support for the mechanism. And what we tried to do was activate a piece of legislation here which allows generators from abroad and staff and equipment to be brought to a country which is having an emergency situation. So very pleased now that 13 power generators from the Commission's own reserves here in Poland, which basically available, they were available last Wednesday when the Commission contacted the Irish government. Initially, they're available today, they're gone out. We have four power generators offered by Denmark going as well. And I think now the focus must turn to the implementation of a successful plan. That means looking at the key areas in Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal, where people have been worst affected, the infrastructure, where families and vulnerable have been affected. I've been contacted by a number of people in the disability sector who they have said they have daytime facilities, and indeed residences where people are relying on electric wheelchair facilities, beds which are used electricity to blow them up and keep them in place. And I think they must be given priority now in terms of de-locating these facilities in the coming days.
Are you somewhat surprised, bearing in mind the information there was known about the storm in advance and the experience that we've had with recent storms such as Storm Dara, that the Irish government maybe wasn't more proactive in contacting Europe and trying to secure such measures as generators over the course of last week?
Last Thursday's storm was predicted and forecast very successfully by our Met Office and by the authorities. What's disappointing for me is that even though we had a communication from Europe to Ireland on Wednesday, the day before the storm, offering assistance, was that we didn't listen to the forecasting that had been given. Our government didn't listen to the forecasting advice that was being given, because anybody who was told the scale of the storm was going to affect every county, as it did, would have known we were going to have electricity shortages and that was going to lead to water problems. So I'm very disappointed that the action wasn't taken on Wednesday. We could have had this equipment on the ground on Saturday if it was, instead of following on now 3 days later. And in the meantime, hundreds and thousands of people are left at home in appalling conditions with no water, no heat, no facilities for washing or cooking. And some of these people are very, very vulnerable. They don't have the support that's necessary. I'm deeply concerned, and I'm not prepared to sit back and wait another week for the repair of the situation. We have to take urgent steps to repair the networks now and get these people back online.